Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's your boy Dangerous Duke
and your boy Stevie Jobber.
And welcome to the Dangerous Jobbers podcast. And for the next 15 minutes, we're running a segment called The Dark Match.
People have been asking me to be the best in the world. Why, Eddie, why?
I'm better than you.
My eyes are red out in the back smoking a joint.
So for this episode of The Dark Match, we are doing a general conversation about just who we feel is some of the greatest ring announcers. Not commentators, color commentators, but the actual ring announcers, you know. Mm-hmm. Some of the greats, some of our personal favorites. I just want to have a general discussion because somebody inspired me to really dig into what makes a great ring announcer. And because of taking all that into consideration, who are just some of the best?
Yeah.
So, Duke, just give me one that instantly comes to mind.
So when I think of greatest ring announcers for me, it's got to be somebody who can connect with the crowd even before they're announcing the person, just like while they're announcing the match, be it an Extreme Rules match or ladder match, Money in the Bank, whatever. Just the way you deliver before people even come out to the ring. And for me, one person that did good doing that, I got to go with Tony Chimmel. Just the way Tony Chimmel, look at the way he would announce The Undertaker coming to the ring. The way he would announce John Cena, the way he would announce Edge, and then just the way he would deliver announcing the winners of the match, what have you. Tony Chimmel for me is somebody who sticks out because he was kind of like the voice of the 2000s in a way for SmackDown, because he was more SmackDown than anything. So Tony Chimmel definitely stands out as far as like great ring announcers.
I like Tony. And I you don't hear Edge's you don't hear the announcement for Edge in any other voice. I think the voice that instantly comes to mind is Tony Chimmel. So I feel Tony. I like Tony. I like what Tony does. I want to give a shout out to, I don't know if he was already on your list, but Justin Roberts. If he was, I'll let you talk about him. But I want to give him a quick shout out just because I heard him on a podcast with Chris Van Vliet. Shout out to Chris Van Vliet. And he was really breaking down scientifically what things to change to characterize a certain way that you say somebody's name or where they're from or deliver the announcement of that person. And why you change certain things, pitch certain things. And I just never thought about it like that before.
Yeah.
Tony does that really well. He has specific announcements for certain people, and they just live in your head forever.
I'll give Justin Roberts a little bit of credit because I'm not even a little bit of credit. I'll give him extra credit because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he's one of the few ring announcers to actually take bumps every once in a while. So I know when he was in AEW, he ended up taking a bump from somebody. When he was in WWE, when the Nexus was around, he was taking bumps like crazy when the Nexus was ripping everything apart. So he's one of the few that'll actually take bumps. So he definitely does get some flowers.
But speaking on that technicality, one of the names I had on my list, for the total opposite reason, I wanted to bring up the Fink.
Yep.
I wanted to bring him up not because he was so different in his announcing, but rather the opposite. He kind of becomes, for me, I think of a Bruce Buffer.
Absolutely.
He's it's not that he announced everybody in all these different unique ways, but the way he announced in general, I feel was so iconic that it's the ultimate like wrestling announcer voice. So it's, and you hear his great, I tried to study a little bit for this and listen to some different announcements. I think didn't do anything super unique, but Fink's voice was so large.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, when you think back to the Andres and the Hogans and the Machos, and that's the voice you think of when you hear the, you know, he's iconic in that way. So I feel like, I don't know where you put him on a top five if you're doing like skill wise, but because he was so original and he was so larger than life at an early point, I feel like he has to be considered one of the greatest, of course.
So for me, if we got any basketball heads out there, you guys will understand this analogy. For me, I liken Howard Fink or Finkel to Tim Duncan. He was never the greatest at a specific thing, but he was Mr. Fundamentals.
Yes.
He wasn't great.
I love Tim Duncan.
He wasn't the best of all. He wasn't the best in one specific thing, but he was top two at everything. Like delivery, he's definitely a top two. Sting, he's a top two. Just enunciate, like everything you look for in an announcer, he's definitely top one or two. And he's the guy that, I'm trying to word this the right way without going too long. He's the guy that you look to build from. He's the guy, he's like the standard bearer of ring announcing. He's the blueprint. Yes, the blueprint. That's the perfect way to put it. He's the blueprint. And Fink was on my list. Fink was actually number one on my list for.
Oh, snap. I'm best. Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
Well, here, I'll still let you finish. I had, I'll do my other two as one. And then that way, because I took Fink, you can finish off the pod.
Okay.
For me, I had this discussion. The discussion that inspired this whole idea to have this talk is I found somebody on the internet who will remain nameless to protect their likeness in case the people sorely disagree with her, that she hated Samantha Irving's announcing.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
And I did talk to that person afterwards, and they basically explained that Lillian Garcia to them is the greatest. And they didn't like her because she did too much. So I just wanted to bring this to the table to have this discussion. Before I say what my opinion is, where are you at on who's better and why for you personally, Lillian Garcia or Samantha Irving?
Right now, if I'm picking today, Lillian Garcia is, but Lillian Garcia today, right now, is better for the simple reasons of, one, Lillian has way more experience. Lillian did it for, gosh, what, 15 years? Something like that, like maybe 10 years? Lillian did it for a very long time. And not only that, Lillian is an actual singer, like by trade. She came to this from singing. A lot of people forget that. So Lillian naturally has that voice that can project and go out far and resonate with people. Lillian has a beautiful voice just naturally. Lillian didn't really have to put a flare on anything. She did every once in a while. But Lillian didn't really have to put a flare on anything.
I'm understanding what you're saying.
Samantha Irvin, she's basically running because Lillian walked first. Lillian walked so Samantha can run. Now, the one thing you always have to do with anything, with whatever you do, whether it's, you know, wrestling, any type of sport, any type of job, leave it in better shape than you found it. And everything Lillian did over the last 10 years, whatever, however long it was, Lillian left it in a good enough shape that when somebody new could come in, they could make it even better. And I believe that's over time what Samantha Irving is going to do. She's going to make the announcing better. She learned from Lillian. There's a good blueprint to learn from with Lillian Garcia.
You have, and this coincides with my point as well, but you the detail you provided is much better than I would have had. You have taken it to a perspective that I really had not considered. But it does coincide with my point. I'll tell you how. I was looking at it as at a perspective where, for us in our time, Lillian was probably the closest we had to Fink.
Yes.
Her voice was on every video game. It was every week. It was, and she, like you said, she's done this for a multitude of years. And so she's the voice that naturally is in our heads when we think of that time.
Yes.
So it's iconic in that way that she was kind of our woman Fink. And what you add on to that is it was so much, it puts her on another level because she sang, because she had that prior experience, that it was almost, it's almost so great because it was effortless. And I feel like that's great because where I put it, Samantha's over for me. But it really, she's really only over because of what you just said, right? Because Lillian is like our Fink or that most iconic voice, and it was so natural for her that she was able to kind of be the blueprint for Samantha. Samantha's only over for me because she's added the things Justin Roberts has talked about, the things Tony Chimble did when he was announcing, to kind of the baseline blueprint that Lillian Garcia had provided for her already.
Exactly.
So it feels like she really is, it puts into perspective what Lillian means to the, it sounds weird, but to like the culture of it.
Yeah, and honestly, do I believe Samantha Irvin is going to be better than Lillian? Yes, I do. I think she will definitely be better than Lillian. It's pain, as much as it pains me to say, but like I said, it's still early. I'm not saying she can't do it or she won't do it. She will. She's definitely going to supersede Lillian, but she's still new at this. It's gonna take some time. Like, Kevin Garnett didn't come into the game right away and was better than Charles Barkley.
Right.
It's something like that. You have to build to that and get better, and she will eventually supersede that person. I love Samantha Irvin. Samantha Irvin on my list was 3. Lillian was 2. Fink was 1.
That's awesome. So, so we got through all of them?
Yeah, we got through everybody. That was our three.
Have a lot of the same people.
I told you.
Going into this, I was like, there's no way.
Well, remember, I added Chimmel. I added Chimmel fly.
You added Chimmel, and I threw in Justin Roberts.
Yeah, see? So we had the same people.
Oh, man.
But
is there anybody else you want to give light to then before we get off? Ironically enough, we're at 14, so we're like right there.
Ironically enough, somebody, I'm going to give some light to somebody who just wasn't that good at it, if I can.
Okay.
And this is probably going to give some people sour grapes.
I hope you're not going to say what I think you're going to say.
Brandy.
Oh, no. Yeah, no.
Who do you think I was going to say?
I was like, I hope you're not going to say JoJo, because I fairly like JoJo.
I liked JoJo too.
JoJo, but she wasn't.
I liked super her too, impressive, but for different reasons.
Well, I think people would agree with you there.
Yeah,
I won't even.
She did have some good assets.
We don't have the dot. She was really great acting on Total Divas. She's such a good actor.
We seen her live too. It was great.
It was tremendous. It was tremendous.
Front row.
But that is all the time we have.
I hope this becomes a video.
So to take us home.
Guys, thank you for tuning into this episode. As always, if you're new here, welcome to the channel. Make sure you guys like the video. You guys subscribe to the channel. Make sure you hit the bell on the podcast so you can stay up to date on everything Stevie Jobber and myself do. But that's it for this week. Make sure you guys stay up. Make sure you guys stay blessed. And as always, stay dangerous. Stay dangerous.
People have been asking me to be the best in the world. Why, Eddie, why? I'm